everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks, your favorite podcast. I trust you're keeping well. God is amazing. Today we're going to continue what we said yesterday, which was on the week, you know, the week of Jesus' death. And yesterday we spoke about processes. Everything is possible. Lord, why not in my case? And we spoke about processes versus, so working on miracles, processes where we go through processes to become, to get to where God has proposed, which is still a miracle in itself. And also, you know, God is just healing someone immediately. But God would take us through the best way and route to that miracle. Because the process, the way is just as important. Today we're going to discuss prayer. And we're going to reread what we read yesterday. That's where Jesus was in Gethsemane, right? And we're going to be discussing how important prayer was for even what happened just after. So I'm going to read quickly from Mark 14, 32 to 41. And I would encourage you to please read your Bible with me. Join me reading your Bible. So now, they went to a place called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him. These are like his closest, you know, buddies. And he began to deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed and with sorrow to the point of death." He said to them, "Stay here and keep watch." And can I just say here that you see, when we go through this situation, we think, oh, it's not God's plan. Let's continue. Or maybe we think, oh, we have done something wrong. No, Jesus went through it. So we'll continue. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes was heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Holy Spirit, thank you for using me as a vessel unto honor. Help me to deliver your word as you put in my heart. All of you, less of me. Open the hearts and minds of everybody listening today to hear you. Hear your voice to them. Hear you minister into whatever situation that they are on or going through. And speak the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pray. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Prayer. Prayer and relationship with God is the master key. It is literally the master key. You see, we look at Jesus, right? And we will see, as we read this particular passage, we will see how Jesus responded to everything. Jesus knew before time that he would be betrayed. He knew it would be Judas. He knew the process of the cross, the 39 strokes, the nail of the cross, the pain. He knew so much to the point whereby when he thought about it, he was filled with an overwhelming sorrow. So he knew in advance what was about to happen to him. How did he know, you may ask? through prayer, through communicating with the Father. He knew this because of prayer. Yes, he was God, but just not know he was God when he was born. He had to learn, grow in the faith, grow to become who he was, Jesus. If Jesus did not pray, he would not have known what was happening. He perhaps even found out in the scriptures what, you know, God was saying, and began to, you know, continue to relate with his Father to the point whereby he knew exactly what will happen. He knew he would be delivered by Judas. He knew everything. And you see, because he knew everything, yes, he was filled with sorrow, but he knew how to even react. So he was already prepared for what's happening. Yes, the pain was still there. Yes, the nails on the cross, you know, the crown of thorns, the slashes in his back, the spear that went to his side, all those were very painful, but he knew beforehand what was happening. And so if as we will read, you will see that the way he even responded to these things was not normal. Impossibly normal. And I want to read a particular part. So I will just give you a preamble. So this is part whereby they came. So Judas, you know, I told the men that whoever I kiss is the one. He kissed Jesus. He seized him, and when he seized him, one of the disciples, you know, quickly tried to struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And his response was still in love. You know, there's something that happened to us that if we're not prepared, we will turn off God. Like, he knew that, okay, this will happen, so I'm going to now put that ear back, because I want to make sure that this sacrifice I am doing is there's no fault in it. There's nothing. And because he was well aware of what was happening, he said, okay, yes, they have done this. Okay, now I need to put back that ear. And so act in love. And so even when he was being questioned, the trials, everything, there was nothing to hold him back, because he knew how to respond. He didn't get angry and upset and say, you know what, all of you guys, I'm done. You know what, actually, you know what, I'm God and I'm tired of this nonsense. And so, you know what, I'll just call, you know, some angels to destroy in seconds. He could have done that. But because he knew that his own purpose was so that each of us, me, you, everybody may live and not die and have eternal life. He knew that was his purpose. So he knew that he had to obey. He had to obey. And so he had to give a very valid, acceptable sacrifice of himself. And so all the emotion, whatever, he was prepared, he was ready. He was ready to go through the painful process because he prayed, because he communicated and communed with the Father. Prayer is so important. And when we are thinking, prayer is always important, but in the time where we are having that overwhelming, deep heaviness in our hearts, we're wondering, what's happening? The response is prayer. It is prayer. Keep praying. Because imagine if just not pray. I'm sure by the time the guy cut off the high priest, yeah, he might just not just remember, just say, you know what, actually all of you die, full stop. And that's, and then what would have been his purpose? He would have fulfilled his purpose. So, but thankfully he prayed, he was ready and prepared, and that's what prayer helps us do. We are ready, we know what's coming. The way it reveals to us, this is about to happen, and we cannot prepare our minds and prepare our hearts, our bodies, our emotions to be ready for whatever it is that is being revealed to us. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. I cannot say this too many times. If we're not praying, because people, they didn't say that, I've heard before, that pray now so you don't have to pray. Because guess what? in the midst of all the problems and situations, if Jesus had not prayed, he would have started praying them, because when he starts to hear different remarks from the high priest, when he starts to hear, you know, the accusations, when he starts to be beaten, you know, with strokes, when it was not, because I'm sure in that midst, prayer would have come through, because he'd be like, how am I going to do this? But you see, because he prayed, he was well prepared. So even when he was going through there and probably praying, he knew what was happening. And he was ready and prepared for it. And so over to us, what are you going through? Whether it's good or bad, prayer is paramount. Never give up prayer for anything. Never give up prayer for anything. You know, I used to struggle a lot with consistent prayer for a while, where I would do like prayers like maybe Monday to Thursday, on Friday I just check out, say, no, oh God, I'm tired, I want to sleep. And I just realized that by Sunday I try to pray again, everything I've kind of died down, started again. So literally I was going up and down, where, you know, I feel like my spirit was growing, but at the same time I will not have like 3 or 4 days of just, I'm just tired, I'm tired, I want to sleep, or I get distracted by something that honestly is not worth the distraction, right? But I did not understand how much it impacted me till I became consistent in prayer. And I can tell a huge difference where God reveals to me things. I'm wondering, okay, this one is interesting, I know about this. And literally I will sit there and, oh my God, God has shown me. Yesterday I was looking for something for my children, and I was like, oh God, where is this thing? Where is this thing? And I literally, the only people told me it's in Nigeria. So I'm in London, so I'm in UK. He said, the only people told me it's in Nigeria. I'm like, no, it's not in Nigeria. Oh, I was so upset. I looked around the house. After a while, I said, no, Jola is in Nigeria. I knew already that. Once he said, I'm like, yeah. But I was trying to, you know, trying to wish that he was here. But guess what, it's in Nigeria. And I remember I called somebody after, and they confirmed to me I was in Nigeria. Prayer does that. Prayer helps you to be aware, be understanding, be discerning, be clear. You know before the time comes. So you are coming with well-informed, you know, and well-prepared mindsets as you go. And the more you pray, the clearer it gets. The things get more obvious to us. Now, I'm not saying that you may get it first time, or even after you pray, things may not shock you. No, but I'm saying you will get better and better, and you get a lot more discerning, and you'll be well prepared for different situations. Prayer is important. I don't know how one can, you know, survive without prayer. I don't know, because I'm wondering, you easily make mistakes. You easily make decisions that are not clear, because your sensitivity to the spirit is much lower. You're not sure, okay, maybe not, but as you pray, you get more discerning. You just know. You're like, there's something. You know, and praying may not be praying in tongues continuously for a certain period of time, too many ways, as the Holy Spirit leads you, but it's important to remember to pray. Prayer is the master key. Because as you pray, you commune with God, you communicate, God reveals things to you, God shows you things, God opens your eyes to see, whether it's through the prayer or God leads you and guides your paths. Because guess what? He's there waiting for you and me. If it's up to us to show up or not, then I will encourage you to show, because I have seen a huge difference in not just prayer, but consistent prayer. Jesus prayed consistently. See the disciples. Jesus was saying, can you not tie for me for 1 hour? They slept. Simon Peter, what happened to him? Just after. You know? And it just shows that prayer is so important. Consistent prayer is so key. How do you live your life without consistent prayer? It is so important. We have to be consistent in praying. And so I would encourage you, even if you start with 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes or however, just be consistent in doing it. At the time that you've appointed, just keep being consistent, and you will see differences as you go, and you will know the importance of prayer. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye. Remember to pray. Remember to pray. God loves you. Bye-bye.